Who am I?
Who am I?
Who am I? I'm a brother, I'm a friend, I'm a cousin, I'm a hero.
I am the beat to the music, from the music to the beat.
I am a dancer. Dance is who I am.
I am small, a tiny germ clinging to existence.
I am music because my life is a constant beat and I'm ready to shift the tone.
This is Catherine Comp, BPR's Director of Content, and I'm joined by
Sekou Coleman, Executive Director for Asheville Writers in Schools and Community.
We are so pleased to launch Storycraft. This is a partnership that we've been working on since March. And how did this start? So BPR held a listening session with community members, and many of them said they wanted to see BPR play a bigger role in youth engagement and provide a platform for them to share their own stories. We knew we needed a community partner with strong ties in the community to do this right. So we turned to Asheville Writers in the Schools and Community and began planning a series of storytelling workshops.
It was really exciting to think about what was possible, which was an opportunity to build upon one of the three programmatic models that our organization implements in community, and that is by placing artists of color with residencies in school and community settings. So immediately when I began talking with Catherine, I began to think about who would be some of the wonderful artists that we work with regularly that could be involved in this project. Reached out to them, shared an idea of what it was going to be. They accepted, and we began to plan the workshops, talk about how we were going to move forward, and really worked off of a couple of models that we've used in programming before. But the first writing prompt is based in sort of where I'm from and what does it mean to look at the things, the visual cues, the descriptions of those things that define a sense of place for us. And then there's also the prompt of who am I? How do I describe myself to those who don't know me? And to take it a little bit further, we wanted to tap into the senses. So rather than just saying that a person is from a particular place or that they have a particular name, we wanted them to engage your senses. What does it smell like where you're from? What does it sound like? What does your experience tell you from your senses of hearing or taste? And that was really where we started with the direction for this cycle of Storycraft.
So over 6 weeks this summer, we collaborated with a group of middle school youth at the Grant Center in this exploration of the senses and identity. And we'll be sharing more about the workshops throughout this series.
But we can't wait to share these youth voices with you. So we're going to get started with 15-year-old Antonio Stinson, now in the ninth grade at Asheville High School.
The name of my poem is Who Am I? I am music because that is what I am. I am music because that is what I know. I am music because that is what I do. I am music because that is what I know how to do. I am music because that is what I'm born into. I am music because that is who I am. I am music because that is what I want to do. I am music because my life is a constant song, just stuck on repeat, waiting for things to pan out. I am music because I feel like I don't fit in anywhere in the world. I am music because music frees me from the real world. I am music because my life is a constant beat and I'm ready to shift the tone. I am music because my life is like a book, ready to get on the next chapter. I am music because I feel like nobody understands me whatever I'm telling them, and I'm ready for them to turn up the volume so they can hear me. I am music because I am like a newborn baby being told what to do. I am music because that is what describes me. I am music because that is what I make new friends with. I am music because that is what I discovered how to do. I am music because that is what I connect with. I am music because that is what I have fun with. I am music because that is my passion. And I am music because that is my key to life.
Wow, so many powerful lines to contemplate. And that poem, you know, is music itself. And, you know, Antonio wrote that about himself and his experiences, but I feel like I can relate with every line.
What comes to mind to me is just the way that music has always had that ability to unite people from various cultures, from various languages, from various backgrounds. And for most of us, for many of us rather, there's a connection with music even at an early age. It happened for myself and for a lot of people that I know. I've seen it happen with my children. And Antonio in this poem, I think, is very adeptly sharing what that experience is like through his eyes, but doing it also in a way that has elements of musical structure and musical composition to it. And I found that very, very beautiful.
Here's what Antonio had to say about what he wants people to take away from his poem.
Just, I want them to think about good times, like when things were good, because that is what it is for me. Music helps me free from the real world, like I said in my poem, and it just helps me have fun.
Antonio is also a singer, and we were lucky enough to have him share a bit of these talents with us.
In the sha-sha-la, in the sha-sha-la-la-la-la, in the sha-sha-la, we're far from the shallow now.
Thank you, Antonio, for your words and your brilliance and spending time with us adult mentors. You've given us a lot to think about.
Agreed. And I just really appreciate the opportunity that we had to provide this space and this platform for these young people, particularly for youth of color like Antonio. They are rarely asked their opinion. They are rarely asked what they think, how they see themselves. And this was just a beautiful extended experience for them to dig into who they were, what they see, and to be affirmed and loved for who they are and how they show up. And so I'm really grateful that we had the opportunity to make this possible.
Thank you, Sekou. We are really grateful too. And we will be back with more Youth Voices in part 2 of Storycraft.